Every time I was there, it seemed like absolutely everybody was further along in their pregnancies than I was. I so longed to be the woman waddling behind a nurse on her way to get weighed and measured. Then, at last, the day came. I was so proud to finally be the big kid on the block, and to have the stretch marks to prove it. I felt frustrated with myself and shook my head. Oh, I suck. Don't worry, these are happy tears. I'll be fine, I said in response to the nurse's concerned expression. I plastered a strained smile on my face. Kevin gave my shoulder a reassuring squeeze as the nurse looked at me awkwardly, apparently bemused at my choice of words. Yes, you will, sweetie. Are you going home for the day? No, I have to go back to work, I said as I situated my purse back on my lap. She looked surprised. Oh, wow, you're still working? It'd be nice if you could take some time off before the baby comes. I hated those statements. I called them assumption comments. Every time someone made an assumption comment about my baby coming and being healthy and, well, to put it frankly, alive, I cringed inside. I fought the urge to look up to the heavens and plead, No, God, she didn't mean it. We aren't assuming anything. Please don't think we are getting too cocky down here. The fact was, I had my hopes up and prayed to God for a healthy baby every day for 5 years. It never worked. If you looked at my story as a whole and you weren't scared, then you weren't paying attention. Or it would mean you had balls of steel. Everything went wrong with pregnancy and me. I even reworked how I prayed to God, thinking maybe it was how I worded it that caused all my pregnancies to go horribly wrong. Back in the days of blissful ignorance, my prayer was pretty straightforward. God, please allow me to become a mother. I want a baby to love and to hold and to care for. I want to give Kevin a child and grow our family. Help me on this journey. That prayer changed. God, please let this baby live. If that is not your will, please give me the strength to endure. I had to add a disclaimer to the end of my prayers. A disclaimer! That's how messed up in the head I was over all I'd been through. So when people continually fed me full of those assumption comments, I had to throw a wall up for protection. I can't take time off before the baby comes. I have to save up my vacation days. But it's okay. I'm taking it easy, I said as I rose up off my chair. I mostly just sit at my desk. That was only half true. Kevin and I made our way out of the nurse's office and thanked her profusely. I always liked Nurse Bonnie. She had short, spiky hair and a very kind and nurturing way about her. I liked trying to remember all the nurses' names and was casual and friendly with them, like I'd known them for years. It really helped improve the overall experience with them. It made me more than just a number. They listened to me more closely. They were inclined to take more seriously any symptoms or anxieties. If they didn't know me, they had more of a tendency to dismiss my fears rather than listen to them. This was especially true with the ultrasound technicians. I always teased them and joked around or asked them questions about their own kids. I noticed the more they knew me on a personal level, the more likely I was to get better, more thoughtful ultrasound photos. The self-educated nerd in me always loved knowing every exact thing they were looking at. If they liked me, they wouldn't get so annoyed with my 50 questions during the scanning process. As we walked down the hall toward the busy waiting area, I looked over at Kevin. He was flushed red, and he beamed from ear to ear. He was so happy. I couldn't help but beam right back at him. But I still felt sadness and apprehension pulling at my heart. Today was a very big step for us. We'd scheduled our C-section. I'd been pregnant many times before, but I'd never gotten anywhere near close enough to plan a delivery date. What a milestone! I wanted to bottle up the moment and keep it for my rainy days, which were plentiful during my pregnancies and throughout my life. We checked out at the front desk and rode the elevator down to the first floor. The elevator opened up to a lavish lobby area with couches, a coffee stand, and people who were coming and going. Kevin handed our valet card to an elderly man in a vest. We held hands in the foyer while we waited.
How are you feeling?
Kevin asked as he rubbed my hand.
Pretty pumped, I said.